Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. You've just tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt. The first episode here on KTW, the American Christian Network affiliates out of Spokane, broadcasting right now, 96.5 FM or on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz, 630 AM. And all of you out there in occupied territory especially, but many of you that are listening in the free zones on our live streaming. So welcome to all of you. I hope you guys had a really blessed holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It is interesting how 2020 is off to a start already. Lots of good things, but and lots of challenging things as well. I think that we are living in historic times. I just want to remind you that we were born for this time, for helping to advance His kingdom, for His glory, to edify the church, to encourage one another as we face increasing challenges, and we're going to be challenged. We are being forged right now, and further prepared for these times that we are in. And it's really exciting to be part of that and to be witness, front row seat witnesses to things that are developing in the world, the revival that is taking place. The church is growing like crazy where it's persecuted. We don't want to necessarily pray for persecution. We want to, but we want to pray for, you know, the protection of those believers despite the persecution. But that is where growth is happening. And in the West, Europe, America, whether Canada, United States, the Christian church, there is a sharp divide and a falling away, isn't there? So the remnant is really being sifted out. This is, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff right now. So, you know, we're watching things develop right now in the world. Very challenging times. We want to get behind our president right now and really lift him up in your prayers. All of our leaders, those who are taking bold stands to stand up for righteousness, for justice, to call evil, evil, to call righteousness, righteous, which is opposite of what the world's doing right now. What those things that are righteous, they're calling evil and wicked, and they're lifting up what is wicked and holding that up as righteous. It's very interesting times that we're in. Hey guys, we are at the beginning of 2020, the beginning of a new year. And I just want to remind you, because this is hard, it's not one of my strong points, but the things, what we do with Amron and with Radio Free Redoubt, and these podcasts do cost, and the costs keep growing. As we grow, the costs continue to grow. We really could use your help. If you would go to support RFR at the radiofreeredoubt.com page, and there's a tab there. It's numerous different ways that you can support us, but we're going to be adding some to that as well. Patreon and some of the others, other ways, PayPal alternatives, which we've been talking about for a long time. But every time I start to do that, something happens in my life that just derails me and really narrows my focus on, you know, it's a few key tasks, and other things go to the wayside. So I keep trying to bring it back up. But that's something that we are hoping to do very soon here at the beginning of 2020. And I'll be posting a Vision 2020 as well, or 2020 Vision, however you want to put it, over at on our emergency communications network webpage as well. But any amount, $5, $10, $25 a month, anything like that, if you think Radio Free Redoubt is you find value in it, you're encouraged by it, you want to see us continue, we really could use your help. So, yeah, go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the support or donate, RFR, and there's all the different ways you can support us. We greatly appreciate it. Now, something that happened over the holiday season, and I've talked about this before. I didn't do a show last week. We re-aired the show previously, and I can't recall if I mentioned this. I didn't put it in my notes, but I put up a posting up at Amron.com and RadioFreeRedoubt.com. It's titled "Rampart Sham, Part 1, Amron Attacked with Lies, Innuendos in Left-Wing Driven Attack on Patriot Legislator." And, of course, that's specifically Representative Matt Shea in this attack on him, but naming dozens and dozens of patriots and patriot leaders throughout the patriot community. These are God-fearing, liberty-loving Christians that are standing up against the evil that's rising up in our culture, holding their ground, and now many of us are being called terrorists because of it. According to this so-called this official report, which is a retired leftist FBI, former FBI agent, I would call it gross incompetence if it wasn't so apparent that this is a deliberate continuation of a campaign of smearing, lies, innuendos, misinformation, disinformation aimed at harming the momentum of the patriots and the patriot community and the patriot leadership. And their sights are squarely on Representative Matt Shea. So I want to encourage you to go to the website and read that. It's called Rampart Sham. That's Rampart Group is the name of this supposed so-called investigative group, this report that they did, commissioned by the leftists in the Olympia legislature. So I titled it Part 1 because there was a Part 2 forthcoming, several other false accusations. Like the fact that, or like the accusation rather, they're stating as fact that Representative Shea was part of the planning of the wildlife, Malheur Wildlife Refuge takeover, which is completely untrue. And I know that because this is not hearsay, firsthand knowledge. I have firsthand knowledge having been involved in all of the discussions and conference calls, prior to that event. Even Ammon Bundy is saying completely untrue. Representative Matt Shea had nothing to do with the planning of the takeover. He wasn't even aware of it. And I can attest to that because I was in those conversations and that was never, ever brought up. But they're trying to pin it on him as fact and calling him and many of us terrorists. This is completely over the line, out of control, but it is also a glimpse of what is to come in that sequence of persecuting people. We see the increasing persecution against Christians around the world, but even in our own country, where they are trying to criminalize bakers who won't make a wedding cake for a homosexual pretend marriage. So we see that increasing, but it's the sequence that we are in, and that is the marginalization, then demonization, and then criminalization, incarceration, and then ultimately extermination. And so we're well on that path. And so they've gone beyond demonization and into criminalization, an attempt to criminalize patriot activities, which are perfectly legal. And they've been misrepresented. And now they're trying to establish a case for incarcerating, not just criminalizing, but incarcerating as well. And ultimately, I believe that many of these individuals on the left, these Marxist-influenced individuals or demonically influenced Marxists, ultimately want us dead. There's no question in my mind about that, and we have history to look to as a reference point. And I can tell you that there are millions of people screaming out from the graves who've gone before us, telling us to hold our ground, don't give up an inch, don't give up your your arms. Don't give up your faith. Stand firm and don't back down against these people. They're evil. They're liars. And which brings me, here's the other thing too. What's sad is some of the Republicans, I call them repugnantkins, turn their backs on conservative patriots and actually be party to the demonization, even criminalization of, in this case, Representative Matt Shea, where the spineless repugnantkins in Olympia were actually part of the decision-making process to urge Matt Shea to resign and to participate. They are affirming this false report. It's shameful. But I want to point you to some scripture here. Exodus 23, 1 through 3 says, "You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many who to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit, siding with the many, so as to pervert justice, nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit." In Proverbs 6, 16 through 19 says, "There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, and a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers." As really points to some of these individuals who claim to be Christians are really the type of people that were bearing false witness against Christ. I mean, they called him a terrorist, right? He's trying to overthrow the government. Completely false claims. He is the government. All the government rests on his shoulders. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His dominion covers the whole earth. He's going to establish dominion in his kingdom, and then it will be unstoppable. But he turned to those people who claimed to be godly people, and he said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness." And that's what it reminds me of when I see these people claiming to be Christians who are making false accusations against a Christian patriot. They're just like the scribes and the Pharisees. Woe to them. They are hypocrites. He didn't hold back. And yes, he called names. But anyway, I want to talk about something else that's in the news cycle right now, because things are really heating up. We are at AMCON 4. That's the AMRON Readiness Condition Level 4 for Emergency Communications for Disasters and Civil Defense. Not anti-government, you liars, you whitewashed tombs. These are good people that are selfless people that serve their communities with emergency communications, long history of providing emergency communications in times of need, who've been maligned by this lying report. But civil defense means coming to the aid of your fellow countrymen, supporting those in your community, and supporting those who are upholding the rule of law and the Constitution, and refusing to support those who wish to go against the Constitution and the rule of law. So these are patriots. And they're standing ready right now. They're on the air training right now, being at AMCON 4, testing equipment and sending a practice and test messages back and forth. Because we believe in being self-reliant. We believe in, we appeal to preppers, if you will. But this is about being self-reliant so you can continue functioning even if conventional communications and electrical power grid fails. We're not just sitting there holed up in a little dark hole waiting for somebody to do something. We can actually contribute to responding and recovering and helping others in times of need, in times of disaster, or civil defense, which includes war or invasion by a foreign military, or a overthrow of our government by some unlawful regime or something like that. That would be civil defense. Well, we've got a situation here where now Iran, we are at AMCON for because of developments that have taken place with Iran. I'm going to read you just some of the headlines here. I know that many of you guys are aware of this, and you've been following this. And actually, Iranians are celebrating. They're thanking President Trump for killing Soleimani, who's a general, high-ranking general, right outside of Baghdad, who was actually planning attacks that our intelligence sources are saying imminent attacks against U.S. interests, diplomats, and American personnel, and our allies. And he's also been coordinating with the Iranian-backed Hezbollah warfighting groups, multiple attacks going back 5 years, attacking U.S. service members and our allies and our interests. It was about time this guy went. So in Iran, they're celebrating. Hashtag, thanks POTUS for Soleimani. That's pretty bold. These are people from Iran saying that. The Baghdad embassy siege. Do the Iranian mullahs think Donald Trump will react like Jimmy Carter? Well, they attacked. Let me take you back. Last week, there was a rocket attack, multiple rockets attacked a Iraqi base where Americans were. A American contractor was killed. We retaliated with airstrikes on several of the Hezbollah forces, killing, I think, 27 Hezbollah fighters. These are terrorists. I mean, real terrorists, not American patriots, Christian type terrorists. I mean, real terrorists. And of course, the Democrats are just, their heads are spinning like tops. They're just freaking out over this, how Trump went after this terrorist leader, this general, Iranian general, foreign-sponsored terrorism in Iraq. So after this airstrike, we killed several of their warfighters, and a protest, if you want to call it that, ensues with thousands of these Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters and their supporters descended on the U.S. embassy, lighting it on fire, driving our 100 Marines held off a 3,000 of these so-called fighters. But they did breach the compound. Now, this is inside the green zone, and I want to know, how in the heck did that many, where was the Iraqi security forces? How did that many Hezbollah, Iranian-backed Hezbollah, get inside the green zone unopposed? I didn't hear about any long-running gun battle or anything to repel these guys. They waltzed right up to the U.S. embassy, right into the front entrance, and our diplomats and all the personnel at the embassy barricaded themselves. This was not a repeat of Benghazi. Help arrived. But I'm not seeing where any of the Iraqi forces stepped up to help. But somebody wrote over at discern.com, they wrote a opinion piece saying America's red line means something again, which is really interesting because if you remember the previous president who shall not be named, President 44, who shall not be named, drew red lines in the sand and saying, or else, don't cross, or else, I really, really, really mean it this time. But they had no respect for the United States or our military, our leadership. Well, now they're going to respect it. Now, there is the possibility of retaliation by Iran. Now, I'm not worried about Iranian tanks and planes hitting the United States soil. But they do have very powerful capabilities in another realm of warfare, now that we're in the 21st century. 21st century weapons. And they're very powerful, and the Iranians are very capable. And that is why we are at AMCON 4. We're not worried about Hezbollah fighters in the United States invading our country. But we do have vulnerabilities, and they do have strengths, and we need to take those into consideration. And right now, there's a lot of promises back and forth of escalation and a lot of saber rattling right now. And Iran has vowed to retaliate because we ended up taking out this general a couple of days ago right outside the Baghdad airport, who was part of the planning process, along with several other high-level Hezbollah terrorist leaders. And Iran is mad. They're angry. So we're going to talk about how this applies to AMRON, what AMCON 4 means, and some of the vulnerabilities that we might have to consider as Iran threatens to retaliate for these strikes against their the leaders coordinating the terrorist attacks over there that have plagued American and U.S. allies for years. Multiple deaths and injuries because this man, who is now dead. This segment was brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, and they make custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers. They're made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. So check them out at Werks.com. We'll be back in a minute with segment two. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. For years, we've specialized in locating and securing the best survivalist retreats in the most sustainable area America has to offer. The clean and abundant fresh water found in North Idaho's springs, creeks, lakes, and rivers are the primary reason folks come here, as nothing is more important than water. Excellent seasons, rich soils, and clean Rocky Mountain air make for an ideal growing environment with no threat of tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. The best part of North Idaho is her people. Friendly conservatives with beliefs deeply rooted in the Constitution and a sense of community. I want to invite you and your family to join us here to secure a peaceful future in a place that will sidestep much of the chaos that we all know is coming. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. revrealty.us. And may God bless you.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate. You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt and John Jacob Schmidt. His name is my name too.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. And segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Six fully furnished suites on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. That's about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Beautiful springtime coming up. It's going to be really nice too. Not as nice as in the fall. It's just gorgeous in the fall. But any time of year, you want a weekend getaway, check out riverfrontsuites.com and check them out today. Why not? Okay. Now, continuing on here. In response to this, what are we responding to? How are we responding? Well, how you and I will respond, or most of us in the United States is going to respond compared to the Department of Defense is going to be entirely different. We are sending troops over there right now. The 82nd Airborne has a rapid deployment, a quick reaction force that is on its way right now. And I believe that's supposed to bring the numbers up to about 6,000 additional troops on top of what's already over there. And we're trying to, scale things down. It's supposed to just be in an advisory role as the last of ISIS is taken out, so that doesn't spill outside of that region. And some people are concerned, oh, we're getting into another war, another illegal war. Well, I would have to say attacking the United States embassy and threatening to kill our diplomats and planning a terrorist attack campaign is warranted. Attacks are warranted to take out that threat. That's absolutely what we should be doing anywhere in the world. Now, we don't need to be going into another war there. And of course, they're freaking out because President Trump didn't get the Nancy Pelosi saying he didn't get our permission. He doesn't need your permission, you hypocrites. Besides that, after the 44th president decided to carry out full-on combat operations in Syria, you didn't have a problem with that. But anyway, we're dealing with hypocrites. So here we are in the United States, where we have gone to AMCON 4 just to raise awareness. It's the second to the lowest level, which means there is no known imminent threats. This is a precautionary, just so folks can check their gear. raise awareness to the potential for increased potential for disruptions in conventional communications or the power grid, so that we can respond and be ready. Of course, you know, that's what we do, because we are crazy conspiracy theorists, mad people that just totally act irrationally, and we just are, you know, those kind of people. Except, oh, now we got here, major cities ramp up security to prepare for potential Iran-backed attacks. What? You even have leftist Marxist New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that they're taking immediate steps to protect key New York City locations from any attempt by Iran or its terrorist allies to retaliate against America. He said, we will have to be vigilant against this threat for a long time to come. Now, of course, this is not just New York City. We're talking Los Angeles, major cities all across the United States. What are we preparing for? Now, whether you're conservative, whether you're a Christian conservative patriot, or you're a Marxist, in the United States, people are saying, there's a potential for backlash. So what is that? That's cyber, the cyber threat. There are multiple threats. They have multiple capabilities. This is demonstrable. Okay, they have demonstrated their capability. And I've got several articles here that I don't have time to get into, but I think I will tomorrow night dedicate a segment to this just to talk about cyber warfare, cyber threats, and what we can do to prepare for it. So right now, according to this AMCON, go to amron.com, and you can click on that on the AMCON banner off to the right-hand side. You'll see we're at AMCON 4. Click on that. That will take you to a page, the AMCON page, and that will have most recent developments, whether for the AMCON level that we're at and why. And we're at this one, this AMCON 4, because things could escalate. They could retaliate, and how they could retaliate, the highest probability is through a cyber attack, which does affect us here in the United States with telecommunications and our power grid, most specifically. So there are instructions there for AMRON operators to test their equipment, to be prepared and to be aware. And we'll let you know if any of that changes. But anyway, once again, I'm out of time, and we'll talk about more of this tomorrow night. So join us then. Hope you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.